from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Standing in the huddle.
Ahoy!
Listening to the call.
Yeah, somebody was texting in.
Fans going crazy.
And they were asking, because we were talking about the Alabama GM. Mm-hmm. And they asked, do all colleges have one of these? And I don't know that they actually call them the general manager.
Most big programs now have a, Oregon, they call it the chief of staff.
Yeah. And his name is Marshall.
He's from A&M, if I'm not mistaken.
Malchow? I don't know. M-A-L-C-H-O-W. I was just looking at Oregon's website.
Yeah.
And, you know, they list all the coaches, right?
Yeah.
And I think now you can have unlimited coaches, can't you?
That may be coming. I don't know if it's here yet.
I think that's right.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's a bunch of coaches. And then they list support staff. There are 30 people.
Yeah.
With different titles listed under support staff.
See, that's what I think you can do unlimited. I don't know about, you might have to still have the same number of coaches, but I think you can employ as many people as you want.
I think, honestly, because now there is a limit, or there always has been, which is why you have like analysts. So when you hire analysts, they can coach with the coaches, but they can't actually coach the players. But I think as part of the house settlement, which by the way, still has to get worked out, that still hasn't become official yet because they're arguing over the details. I think as part of the house settlement, there is going to be unlimited coaching, but I don't think that's hit just yet.
So they have
the support staff is,
it's crazy. Yeah. They have a chief of staff and then a senior associate AD of administration and operations, assistant AD of football ops, director of football ops, director of external relations, director of player academic development, director of player development, director of community engagement, director of player personnel, director of recruiting strategy, director of on-campus recruiting, director of recruiting operations, 5 assistant directors of player personnel. God. Sorry, 7, a video coordinator, video production coordinator, senior assistant director of video, assistant video producer, director of digital media producer, sports science coordinator, equipment manager, football equipment administrator, senior sports dietitian, director of performance and sports science. Did I get them all?
I think you got it all.
I don't think I did. I think I missed one.
So
I'm sorry for leaving out the football equipment administrator.
Yeah,
this
is kind of how this is what college football has become. So whether it's the general manager, whether it's the chief of staff, basically you're the one in charge of the roster. You're the one in charge of making sure it's like you would. There's no difference between that and a GM of an NFL team. It's your job to know who's in and out of the portal. It's your job to understand what different recruits are looking for. It's your job to understand what the NIL budget is, who needs what. You're just in charge of the roster on that team, and it works hand in hand. But I remember when they brought in the Marshall Malchow guy or whatever, the chief of staff, that was viewed as a really, really big deal. That he was a very, very sought after guy.
What's he do?
Well, he was at Georgia and he was at Texas A&M. And if you remember when A&M put together the apparently the recruiting class of the ages.
Yeah.
That was his class.
That was all like the NIL
yes.
money.
And he was given...
Stuck in Nick Saban's craw with that.
Yes.
So he must have done something right.
So, and he was working with their player personnel, and he is considered one of the most influential members of the recruiting game in the nation. So when you think about recruiting and how Oregon has exploded, dude, take nothing away from Dan Lanning and his staff. He's got hammer recruiters. But this guy that they brought in... from Georgia and A&M, this Marshall guy, he is largely the one that is in charge of all that. It was a big get when Oregon got
him. Well, I'd like to talk to Lanning when we get him back on this fall, and it sounds like he's coming back to the show this fall.
I think so.
About this staff and the support staff and just what all they do to help him, because you're right. I mean, it's like it's not all – I mean, it used to be just all the coaches.
Yeah.
But it's not that anymore.
No.
And, you know, you get all these player personnel people.
Yeah.
There's like seven of them, eight of them.
Well, and this guy worked under, he cut his teeth under Saban, Kirby Smart, Jimbo Fisher, Chris Peterson. He was the right-hand guy in recruiting efforts for every one of those places he was, including at Georgia when they put together five consecutive top five recruiting classes, the number one class in the country twice, and he goes to A&M, and within a year of being at A&M, they signed the number one overall class in the nation. And so what does Dan Lanning do, who knew him from his previous stops? One of Lanning's first things he did was, we're going to go get this guy. And all of a sudden, and not all of a sudden, but, you know, magically, Oregon goes from a very good recruiter to, oh my God, look what's happening here in the world of NIL. And it's not just about money. It is about efforts and having people in place. And this guy is a bigger role than anyone realizes.
What do you suppose he makes? Because I know that
they said that the guy at Alabama was the highest paid one now at $850. But
yeah, but he was at just $500.
Yeah.
A measly $500.
And who knows, man?
You know the other one? You know who the second highest paid guy is in this realm that I was reading today? Some guy at Texas Tech.
Really?
Yeah. He makes like 500 G's or something.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know what this Marshall guy makes, but. Well,
this is going to become the norm in college football. If you don't have one, you will have one real, real soon.
You kind of have to have one. Because he or she is solely in charge of combing through the talent, right?
Yes.
And like.
And making sure that you know what the talent needs and. You know, what's realistic, what's not, okay.
Working the deals.
Yeah, and you're working down the line. It's that guy's job now to look at and say, hey, we've got three tight ends on our roster. What are the chances that next year we have three tight ends on our roster? Well, we know this kid may be sniffing around, and this kid's not going to got a little playing time, but we got this recruit coming in. It is your job to manage the roster and make sure that you stay ahead of the curve and know what your kids want, know what other kids want, who could or couldn't be in the transfer portal. I'll bet you that guy's big board. You think the big board in an NFL team is crazy? I'll bet you the ones in college are twice that, because you're not dealing with 31 other teams. You're dealing with 100 plus other teams.
Which is why you need eight player personnel people.
Yes.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And you're constantly recruiting your, not only are you trying to recruit others, you have to recruit your own kids. Like on a day-to-day basis and convince them that that's the place to be, which is why I wish I could remember who it was that I was listening to today. It was about a 6-minute interview that I saw on Twitter, and they were asking a question. I think it's a pretty good one, is will eventually, because right now the kings of college football are what? It's the Kirby Smarts, it's the Dabos, it's the Dan Lannings, it's the Ryan Days, right? And forever, that has been the face of college football. But the one downside, especially at smaller programs that they were pointing out, is Jonathan Smith, for example, right? Jonathan Smith leaves Oregon State, and it's like he takes his coaching staff with him, he takes a bunch of his players with him, and it's like, oh my God, you're kind of left holding the bag. Luckily, Trent Bray sticks behind because you get him the head coaching job, but if Bray hadn't gotten the job, he'd be at Michigan State now too. And they were pointing out, whether it's a big program or it's a small program or a mid-sized one, are we going to get to a point where you go find, like, let's say a Chris Peterson type, right? That maybe doesn't want to be in the day-to-day involved of being a coach, but you, Barry Alvarez did this for years at Wisconsin. You're like, dude, that is our general manager, right? And regardless of what else happens, the face of Wisconsin football is Barry Alvarez. Coaches may come and go, players come and go. Barry Alvarez is always there. And that becomes the key figure for a program. And he provides stability no matter what happens at the coaching ranks. That guy is there. Are we just now scratching the surface? Because I promise you, if guys are making $850,000 now, in 3 or 4 years, guys are going to be making $3 and $4 million bucks.
Totally see it. It does seem like it's headed that way. I mean, yeah. It's pretty clear. We just listed 30 support staff for, you know, at Oregon. Yeah. Somebody asked on the Vancouver Fort text line, it's getting to the point where the recruiting ability of your coach is not all that important as opposed to your NIL budget and behind-the-scenes personnel.
It goes hand in hand, though, because you can't just write blank checks, because everyone can write checks.
Well, yeah, but do you then focus, like, does the GM then focus on just, you know, to your point of like, okay, so let's say it evolves 10 years down the road, you've got these GMs or these heads of personnel, and they start hiring coaches that, and they're looking at this going, well, you need to be able to recruit kids want to play for them, but that's not the most important thing. The most important thing is the players we give them, they need to, it's just like the NFL model, they need to be coached X's and O's wise, and so the X's and O's thing comes back into being the most important.
Could absolutely be that way, because I could see a world where, because right now, dude, if you're a hammer recruiter in football, like, let's be honest, sometimes that's more important than being an X's and O's guy. It just is. Talent wins, plain and simple. Now, it's nice when you have both, but talent wins. When you are a top 10 team in the country, you will win 10 games every year simply because you're just more talented than everyone that you play. But if I get a big fat NIL...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Budget. I've got kick-ass facilities. I'm a prestige program. Is there an element to where I don't need the world's best recruiter? I just need someone that's willing.
Yeah.
I can't have Chip Kelly, who refuses to do it, or Joe Paterno, but I find a willing guy, right? Or someone that's just willing to go hire a handful of hammer recruiters. Let that guy be the nerdy nerd guy that does the X's and O's stuff. And my NIL budget, a couple of my assistant coaches, and me as the chief of staff or player director, GM guy, I will take care of it. And I will deliver us talent. And all you have to do is, again, develop it and X's and O's. Yeah, I could absolutely see where there is a shift coming. Because the you know, college football is such a weird spot right now. I mean, Oklahoma State, did you see what they're doing?
Yeah, this is on my notes here to talk about. They created an NIL helmet QR code.
Yeah, so while you're watching Oklahoma State play this year, if you want to, you can pause the game and you can take your phone and on the back of every Oklahoma State's player helmet will be a QR code. It's not to their individual one, but it is to the school's general NIL fund. So you can scan that and you can donate to the Oklahoma State NIL during the game by scanning a player's helmet. I'm sorry, that is weird as hell, but that's where we're at right now. And by the way, is it absurd to think one day that we're going to have where you can tip a player? You can tip a player. Like, if a kid had his own personal QR code on there and you like that, you're like, hey, that's a sweet 12-yard touchdown run. I'm just going to send you $200 right now.
Good block over there. You know what? I like, I'll help you with that 15-yard penalty. Good on you for knocking that guy's block off. Here's $150.
Yeah.
I think the Oklahoma State QR code thing is smart.
I wonder what that's going to, I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't cost you much.
No.
I'd be fascinated to know what it generates, though.
Yeah.
But yeah. QR codes now, like, that's the thing. So when you see them,
yeah,
if you're even remotely interested, you click on those. I mean, that's how you get to. In other words, it's going where people are, right? Like you're trying to go out and raise NIL money. Hmm. You have to make it so effing easy for people.
Yeah.
And one way to make it super easy is if somebody's just sitting on their ass with their phone watching the game and they see a QR code, boom, that's the easiest way possible.
This is what I don't know yet. And I haven't really explored this. I've got some people I suppose I could call. I wonder, in an NIL budget world where supposedly to be a competitive top 10 to 15 sort of recruiting team, you need a budget somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to, you know, 20 million a year. Like that seems to be kind of a general consensus. Like that's what we're doing. We've got to come up with on a year-to-year basis, give or take. How much of that is mom and pop? Like I got to believe that the vast majority of that comes from people that aren't scanning QR codes. And maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I think smaller schools, they're piecing it together.
They're piecing it together, but I
bigger
just,
schools, maybe not.
Yeah, I just wonder. I would, and no one at Oregon, their staff is going to tell me anything, but I want to see if I can dig around because there's a couple other programs that at least I know some of kind of the boosters. I just would be interested to know what the balance is. Like if you're at, let's take a middle program, not, you know, take Michigan State, right? Because Michigan State's good program, but it's not Michigan. It's not, you know, it's not, you know, UMass. I wonder if their budget is $12 million a year for NIL. A million? Is that coming from mom and pop and 11 from the other? I just don't know.
I bet more.
You think there's more mom and pop?
Yeah, I do. Hmm. It depends on how hard they're hitting it. But yeah, I think they can scrounge up a little more than that.
Be interesting.
Well,
yeah, I think someone said think about the hundreds of thousands of people that might donate $5 to $10 though. But that's what I don't know. Will there be hundreds of thousands of people that donate $5 to $10?
I keep wondering, is there going to be a random Joe who's, you know, drunk on a Saturday night and sees Oklahoma State on his TV? It's like, I like this game. I'm going to send him $10. Like, is that going to happen?
It's like a weird televangelist thing.
Guys, GoFundMe. People raise all kinds of money on GoFundMe for way dumber things.
Sure.
I mean, people give money all the time.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting people trained and going where they are, making it easy.
Yeah.
And that's what Oklahoma State's trying to do. I think it's just how hard you hit the pavement, but if you're really working your ass off to do it, especially if you're a school like Oregon State or whomever that doesn't have as many big donors, I think you can scrounge up a lot.
Good. Well, I mean, I guess that's how, like, you know, the Jesus people do it. Televangelists, right?
It's, the Jesus people, yeah.
Well, I mean, dude, those guys are buying airplanes.
That's
and,
right.
You know, Kenneth Copeland of the world.
People will give money to what they believe in.
Yeah, mom and pop are sitting there on the couch and they're donating their $20.
Isn't Trump doing this to a degree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, play to people's emotions.
Blows me away. And people are still donating to it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's definitely possible. So why don't you make yourself useful and report back on this?
Let's see what I can do.
How about that?
I got a couple programs that I think I know some people well enough that might be willing to spill a rough idea of what that of what percentage that is. And I bet you're right. I bet you the bigger the program, the less the mom and pops play a role.
Yeah. All right. Well, week zero isn't much, but we'll tee that up next. And a stark reminder of the ever-growing power gap in college football. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!